Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's a brand new week. Everybody's got new notes, and I'm making a rule. If you don't use them this week, you lose them forever, and
we change it forever to
news or news.
You're insane.
No, use them.
News. News.
Get ready. News. News. Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no. News. News or news. Guys. Or if we get enough texts, then we just have to stop a story right in the middle.
Okay. Good evening.
Nope. I haven't played the thing.
We're waiting.
Long fade out.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Negative.
Good evening.
Macaulay Culkin is coming to Colorado.
Let's go!
He's going to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone at the Paramount Theater. They're going to screen it and then do like a live moderated interview afterwards, I believe.
Wait, really? That's very cool.
Might be, followed by, yeah.
Why Colorado?
I don't know.
I had no idea that Home Alone was older than me.
It is?
By 3 years. I truly thought that movie came out in all of our lifetime.
While you were a child.
Wow. Yeah, because it's my siblings and I, Christmas Eve, Home Alone.
Just the first one, right?
Yeah.
There's more than one.
Okay. Sometimes the second one.
Second one's actually pretty good. It's the one where he's
in New York.
Oh, right.
Third one.
It's not even Macaulay Culkin, right? It's that redhead kid.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
There's a third?
There might be a fourth.
Yeah. They were straight to video. You know, some of those movies just kind of like.
When is this happening, though? I want
to
go.
Sorry, I went to go look at Home Alone 3.
That's okay.
It is happening on Tuesday, December 9th. Hmm.
I would go to that.
Yeah, like, anyone listening got some tickets?
Yeah. We'll
Paramount
be your date.
Theater.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Good evening.
Good.
Okay. Evening. I cut him off. He was about to speak. I'm going to let you close this one out.
I'm going to let you finish.
Okay. This is,
unless
yes.
I nope you.
This is, that's true.
Wait, he just said the word. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
I also want to point something out. Aaron's story was really short.
Okay.
If yours is short, we might get more than one round in here.
This is short because you're going to be mad. Airlines are now claiming that passengers who pay extra for the window seats are actually not entitled to a window.
You know,
they're not entitled to a view. So sometimes if you get a window seat, you don't have a window right next to you. Yeah.
Which is starting to happen like because they're packing too many rows in there. And I get like a quarter of a window in the front. And like,
So
that's not cool.
You're not entitled to controlling a window if you pay for a window seat. This to me is proof that we need more space on airplanes. We need to go back to being aligned with the windows because it's claustrophobic.
It's not that.
I can see it.
Also, I'm not paying for an extra
Have you seen the new thing they want to do, though?
The double-decker. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's wild because you're like, you're looking at the crotch.
Your face is in someone's butt.
Yes.
Oh, and you have to pay extra for that?
You do not.
Oh.
You pay extra if you want to be the butt.
Okay.
I think because you're up higher and then you don't have your face in somebody else's crotch. You're just looking down on the peasants.
It's all just out of control.
Wow.
It's all out of control.
Okay. So window seat does not mean window. It just means that side of the plane.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
No.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The internet is discussing Paris Hilton as she has come out and made claims that... She is self-made. A lot of people say, you're the granddaughter of Hilton Hotels founder Conrad Hilton.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm on Paris's side.
No, you're not. Take it back immediately.
Does Paris operate hotels?
That's fair.
No, she went in a completely different way. And now she says her grandfather.
Oh, my God, dude. You're not really doing this, are you?
Her great-grandfather, Conrad Hilton, introduces himself as Paris Hilton's great-grandfather.
He's still alive?
He used to. Okay. He's now known as that. That's what he said. I think he's still alive. But I think it does make sense. And I have always had this problem
with... She is in no way self-made. Take it back.
She had the funds to begin her career
had a boost. Yeah, but I think
if you have a boost, you're not self-made.
She had funds to start a reality show?
Yes, she probably pushed that with her money.
I just don't understand why some Nepo babies we love and some we hate. And she's clearly a Nepo baby, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But some of them we love, like Gracie Abrams, we love her.
Yeah.
But then people are like,
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I know.
You're just finding this out?
Yeah, because I don't really follow her. I had an ex who was really into her, so I was kind of put her over on the side.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I just think she did not follow in his footsteps at all.
But that's...
So she didn't open up.
But you have opportunity.
Self-made.
And money.
Yeah, to me, self-made means you were eating ketchup packets, and then you found a way out.
I think she's self-made as a TV personality.
And?
Right?
A pop star or a DJ.
All that stuff is...
But you
herself.
Can't do any of those things without unlimited access to keep trying crap until one sticks because you're a Hilton.
That's the problem with it.
Like, Wolfgang Van Halen just came out and said the same thing. And it's like, I got a band, Mammoth. Got my own band. I'm not even playing in Van Halen anymore. I'm a self-made musician. It's like, your dad taught you how to play guitar. He's Eddie Van Halen.
But that's the same business that your dad was in. If Wolfgang Van Halen opened a plumbing business and killed it, people were like, well, you had money to start it.
Yes.
Because your dad was like, but I'm self-made. I became a plumber. I didn't have, that's nothing to do
but
with
you,
what my dad
you
did.
Had the money to become a plumber because your dad was in Van Halen.
I got the money however I got it. Maybe I took a loan. Maybe I had the, like, people have money.
I don't.
Some people have money, some people
Sometimes
don't.
Sometimes when you're this obtuse, I really want to thump you.
You almost can't even say that, like, Taylor Swift is self-made.
She, of course, is not.
Because her dad helped fund the beginning of her record deal.
No one else got to do... Taylor Swift has turned a boost...
into...
being the biggest pop star of all time.
Okay.
But dad throwing cash and moving her to Nashville, she's nothing. She's nobody.
What?
She would have never been discovered. Ever.
How much do you have to help before you're not self-made? I think most parents help their kids.
Yeah.
If they can. I would definitely help my kid if I could.
But if the... Yeah.
Well, now we don't have time for any more stories. Thanks,
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.